we're working with. We're working with Revelation.
We're working with a prophetic word and assignment. We're working with, from this pulpit, experience. A country boy, and people around the world is tuning in here. A country boy came from a broke farmer's family, called out of the world into the ministry, and then God began to teach him about prosperity and give him a prophetic word, money coming. And he learned to work the system of God's system and became a multi-millionaire in the country. Not hiding it. So this is the experience we're working with. Also, we're working with manifestation. We're working with demonstration. And we're working with, I'll say it again, an assignment to the body of Christ to fulfill kingdom purposes in this realm, which the major one is world evangelism, getting people saved. Now, our key text should be always 2 Corinthians chapter 9. It seemed good to the Holy Ghost and good to me. And we're going to teach some principles on tonight, developing increased seed sowing faith. Developing increased seed sowing faith. And just for footnotes, developing seed faith. Or developing increasing seed faith. Very important that you hear that. Here I'll bring testimonies. At first, seed sowing will be a test. Finally, seed sowing will turn out into a testimony. Amen? Amen. That's the way it happens. You start out with a test, then it ends up as a testimony. That's why I testify all the time. It sounds arrogant sometimes. It sounds like you're bragging sometimes. Sound like you're boasting, but I'm actually testifying because I tell my limits and how God brought the unlimitedness in my life. All right? So somebody got to testify, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. So somebody got to testify about this part of the covenant. Right? And so we'll be the one who bring that to light in the kingdom as you get your breakthroughs. Here's a young lady from Durham, North Carolina. This is what she write. Dear Dr. Leroy Thompson Sr., I'm grateful for the opportunities God has provided seed for me to sow into ever-increasing word ministries and your personal life. The results of connecting to you and applying the teaching has revolutionized my spiritual financial portfolio. The law of the tenfold return is the most potent teaching on giving in the world. I received over $10,000 from a $500 seed. I am sowing my way out. Manifestation, she says in her closing, has hit my life, my house, and my business. Thank you. I've got letters after letters on file like that. I'll bring one of these letters out. Here's a young lady from North Carolina. And she's working it. She sold a large seed into I don't know how much she sold into me. I haven't calibrated yet, but she sold some money. But her life has changed forever. In 2 Corinthians, both chapter 8 and verse chapter 9 is teaching on the grace of giving, or we call it the grace of sowing. It's a grace because it's from God, sowing, and it has such divine potentials. And it will change your portfolio. And you must know that. You must know that every time you sow a seed, you're making a kingdom investment that will make a demand upon kingdom interest. You need to tuck that under. You need to understand that. That need to become a reality to you. And let me say this. Sowing, and we'll find it as we get to as your purpose in your heart, sowing is not a soul deal. Sowing is not sensical. Sowing will have to come or develop in your spirit. And then your spirit charge your soul and charge your senses what we're going to do. It'll never work backwards. I was hearing my brother minister today. It'll never work backwards. Your senses and your soul will never sow. Because sowing, listen to me now, kingdom sowing is a spiritual transaction. And it's one of the transactions that Satan has fought for so many years to keep people illiterate, ignorant, in the darkness about it, because he knows once you understand it spiritually, that he cannot hold you at no level in life. Financially. He cannot hold you at no level. And all that Deuteronomy 28 talk about, the commanded blessing, the head being the head, not the tail, being the lender, not the borrower, all these covenant statements that was made, they are all in the New Testament, is hidden in the seed. The seed is the master key to prosperity. It's the master key to wealth. The seed is the master key to abundance. The seed is the master key to increase. The seed is the master key to overflow. And the seed is the master key to God's surplus. Did you get all that? All of that in that seed. Again, the only way you can become into agreement with kingdom economics is that you become a spiritual student of the law of sowing and reaping. That's worth $1 million right there. That's the only way. That's the only way. You can't look at the charlatans. You can't look at the mistakes people have made in the church name on finances. You have to look at the truth. When you hear the truth, act on the truth in truth, it will set you free in any area of your life. You have to understand it is the seed that leads you into green financial pasture. You have to understand that. I'm on tonight, so you pay attention. Get your pen out, because the Lord want to speak these training classes all over the world. When I say they're all over the world, from here. I don't know no other seed training. They teach about money classes and about offering, but seed training is where the people can sow their way out without the minister, but knowing themselves how to do it. I know the minister teaches you and all that, but I'm telling you that you don't have to be tied down. You need to know this for yourself. Now, these scriptures have been worn. They're worn scriptures. They're worn. They've been used, and they're almost now, they're almost wounded scriptures. And the reason I'm saying that, because they have not, people have not been, to a large degree, have not been properly trained to have the tenacity or the stick-to-itness until the manifestation and the demonstration begin to come in their life and they know it's from God. It's a scripture here, a little scripture here, a little scripture there, a little sowing here, a little believing here, and it all scattered, but it's going to have to be consistent. It's going to have to become a revelation. And along with that revelation, there is a sowing anointing. Make note of that. That's a sowing anointing, because you're going to have to get that anointing, because if that anointing does not come, you're going to renege somewhere in the levels. And when you renege in the seed level, it brings a recession in the harvest level. See, now, this seed training is spiritual. It's not about money. It's about spiritual principles that enable a child of God, listen to me, I love it, to come off of the world system. that's what it is. And that's, you see, God told me in one state, he says, tell the people, you tell those people you didn't come to get money from them. You tell them you come to get money to them. It blowed my mind, man. It blowed my mind. God, you know, because it's exactly what I'm doing. And it seemed like the other way, though. With money stacked up here, you know my pocket's full. You know I'm blessed. But yet, testimony after testimony after testimony, there are others in here blessed. I'm not the only one. Getting blessed because they are finding out how to track a seed. Put the seed in the lead and track it. It'll take you to prosperity every time. It'll take you to wealth. It'll take you to abundance. But this has to be systematic. This has to be, there's certain season with a seed. See, that's a sowing season that looked like nothing going to happen. But then there come another season. Then you get a little bump. Then you get another little bump. And then you get higher and higher. And then he called for more seed. All right. Now here, in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6 through 11, very, very important. I may even read them out of the Amplified Bible because I came into a great discovery about the seed this afternoon. But it's the 6th verse here, but this I say, he which soweth sparingly, and that's through ignorance, because a person who sows sparingly continuously, when they have received more seed, don't understand the system. And so quite naturally, you'll keep sowing sparingly because people sow sparingly because they believe they don't have nothing to spare. and the Lord is not asking you to spare nothing. The Lord is trying to get you off the sparing lifestyle. Most Christians live in a sparing lifestyle. They have no more to spare. The Lord's system is set up for surplus because he needs you to be a distributor to help those who will never learn. Are you understanding? So these are spiritual principles, spiritual laws. They all work. Notice what I said, developing increased seed sowing faith. Faith. You need not only a seed, you need faith and a seed. Because you're going to have to, you see, if you don't have sowing faith, if you don't believe sowing going to produce something, you're not going to sow. See, once you get, once this impartation, once this anointing get on you, now, when I say about experience, I sold my way into millionaire status. That's the way I got there. I got there by sowing. I'm still sowing. Are you following me? See, I was able, a sudden my friend just, I sent him $5,000, $1,500, because he's celebrating 50 years. Sweatily. So he says, but this I say now, Paul is dealing with the grace of giving. He which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly. And he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. And let me say something here. If you don't know the significance of sowing, if you don't know that, you're going to sow sparingly. And it's not because you, a contrary Christian, I'm going to say something, it's because you're an ignorant Christian in that area. You know, everybody ignorant of something. See, I'm not too good in geometry. Because I was in the class and I didn't like it. All this. I said, I ain't going to be able to use all this, so I'm just going to make a passing grade. Well, I don't know nothing about it now. I forgot all the little bit I did know the past. But if you don't make this a major subject in the spirit and get by the hecklers who make fun at it and who call it all kind of different names because they don't understand it. They got scriptures out of context and they're whipping themselves with the very self-same scriptures that the Father sent to get them out of this rat race. So you're not going to have no problem making the transition from sparse sowing to bountiful sowing once you have the understanding. And Lord, once you see some results, you sure, because you know, I believe in faith and all that, but the Lord got to show me some results every now and then. And he don't mind it. You know, he said, prove me not. Didn't he say that? Different time. The Lord said, prove me not that I will not open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. And Jeremiah 33:9, he talks about, man, he want to push prosperity in your life that you can testify by the way you live. Your legacy must not be left paycheck to paycheck. You must not leave that legacy on the Father's name. Okay? Now, all of us going somewhere, if you stick with the classes, keep coming, keep coming, keep coming. I might say something you don't like. Keep coming. Just duck what you don't like. Just duck what you don't like, because I might say something you don't like. And so just duck it. It said something on your job you didn't like. You went back the next day. Verse 7 is very pivotal, very spiritual. Because it revealed that sowing is a spiritual matter. Now, make notes of these things because I want you to look back at these things. Sowing is a spiritual matter. It's not a soulical matter. It's not a physical or sensical matter. The body and the soul, the intellect, the emotion, the will, and the mind not being renewed cannot handle being a sower because sowing does not look like gain. It looks like loss. But the Spirit of God says sowing is a bypass of Satan. It passed Satan by, and he don't know how you got out of debt. He don't know how you come into millionaire. He don't know how you broke the millionaire code and still be a Christian. But all the Christians about you shouldn't have all that. It's just a lack of understanding. But you have to remember, this must, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit must minister to your spirit. Because circumstances and situations and obstacles and blocks will try to stop you from sowing. And you'll have things that come up improper sometime in the church. People not doing the right thing with the money. Don't shout me down. I'm not afraid of this. See, I'm not afraid of this. One thing my wife and I never have done, every now and then she makes, we never mess with the church money. Never. And I never. Man, I'm scared.
Right, right. Yes, sir.
That's right. I know I don't. I spend all that time with God. Man, God walk in the room, the whole room light up. Who gonna mess with him?
Yeah.
You gotta be out of your mind to try to trick God. That's why I ain't running around. I ain't doing nothing. I'm scared. Man, God, you know what I'm saying? Man, you crazy? I ain't going there, man. So this next verse is very important because it's the shocking truth. But I sense in the spirit realm sometime we have to be shocked to get out of the soul, shocked to get out of the senses, that the spirit can take us on a supernatural trip. This is kingdom investment that draws kingdom interest. Okay, now, so this verse now, every man, verse 7, you with me? Every man, according as he purposed in his heart. Now, this is sowing is spiritually purpose. I like that. Get that. Sowing must be spiritually purpose. And my aim and my job in these training sessions is to get you in a spiritual position that you can purposely or spiritually begin to sow as the Spirit, as the Holy Spirit leads you to sow and where he leads you to sow without having to ask anybody for a second emotion. Sowing is personal.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Absolutely.
And very seldom you're going to get someone to agree with you in sowing.
Right. 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 Yeah.
Because it's different levels. You know, you may want to sow $300, this person on a $40 level, the girl, I wouldn't get the other $200-something. Because you give them 40, I'm going to get 40. See, that's where they are.
Right.
Now, you've been to 40 level, now you're going to go back down to the 40 level, catch their hand, and say you're right, and you're going to miss the next harvest.
Right. Right. Right.
So, a sower, as a sower, you're going to have to become independent. Individual. I don't want nobody sitting in these classes with no hope. I don't want you sitting in these classes believing it's just another Bible. That's why I'm not so much trying to make it spiritual in the sense of singing and praising and holding each other's hand and crying. No, we need some lessons. Because we'll cry in a minute. Yeah, man. I believe that the Lord. No, you need to hear this, and you need to know you had to put this in motion. These are training sessions. The Lord is over them, but we just got to get out of our old-fashioned revivals and listen and know you got some things to do. But I don't want no one sitting here. There's single people in here, single parent in here, single parent listening to me around the world. It doesn't matter. I don't want no one sitting here with no hope. The hope has to be manifested. The word of God will bring hope. You lock your faith into it. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So we're not dealing with physical matter here. We're not dealing with a secular entity. We're dealing with a spiritual transaction. Sowing a seed. Get this now. Sowing seeds is spiritual transaction. You must come in contact with the spirit of a seed. A financial money seed sown from a kingdom principle becomes spiritual. The whole kingdom of God is a seed kingdom. Jesus himself is a seed. The word of God is a seed. You are a seed. You came here by a seed. And so when it get down to this spiritual principle of financial sowing, people get funny. And that's because they don't understand. But I'm telling you from experience and prophetic working and apostolic sending, that as you train in these sessions, you will be so far ahead of the pack, you're going to have to help some other people, including ministers. Many in these classes will be minister teachers. They're going to ask you to teach them. You're going to have so much result in your life. They're going to say, where you get that from? How you do this? And there's some ministers humble enough to say, teach me this so I can teach my people. So very, very important, every man according as he purposed in his heart, that purpose in his heart or in his spirit going to have to come from the Holy Spirit and God's word. You're not going to do that automatically. This is an impartation. This is an anointing. This is a spiritual awareness that have to come to you by the Holy Spirit. Man cannot make you so. They've tried it for hundreds of years, but they're failing left and right, you know. They read all kinds of scripture and twist your arm 15 ways, and you straighten that arm back up and say, that's all I'm giving. Because it's flesh. When you see behind the curtain of the seed, you will see the harvest. Once you see the harvest, you will have no problem in sowing. Now, purpose is in his heart. Purpose is in his spirit. The scripture says this in Romans 8:28. Think about your finances now in Romans 8:28. All things work together for good for them that love God, those who are called according to his purpose. Financial support of the kingdom of God comes through sowers. Sowers who begin to sow bigger and bigger because their financial portfolio is getting larger and larger. And their lifestyle change and their thoughts change. Their environment change. And they can't help but sow. So help me God. I'll try to think about how that go, you know. So look at this verse now. Every man according to his purpose in his heart, so let him give. Not grudgingly or of necessity, for God love is a cheerful giver. Now, God love is a cheerful giver. Now, grudgingly giving is when you're forced to give. When you are embarrassed enough to give. And a lot of people are embarrassed givers. They know they got to give something, they're going to be embarrassing. And if it's of necessity, you know, I could have said seed training session will be $5,000 per person. That would be a necessity, or you would be invited out of here. And that's what they do in the world system. They're not going to have the experience and the good and how it happened and come give it to you free.
That's right.
They're not going to do it. They're not going to do it. See, I'm not a sower trying to get a harvest. I've seen harvest that the average, notice who I'm saying now, that the average person, I'm not talking to you now, you're not average because you're in this class. The average person will never see. So we are not here trying to get somewhere together. I've been there. You remember the 12 spot? How many of y'all remember the 12 spot? I've been there, I saw it, and I got me some. And I came back to get you. You see the difference? You see the difference? See, a lot of people can work with the Bible, but I'm trying to tell you what's in this class. So therefore, there's an anointing in this class that have crossed Jordan when it comes down to finances. So that anointing will come off of me in these classes and get on you. Clap, clap, clap. Clap. All right. You may be seated. I'm just trying to keep you from being, you know, I want you to be tuned in because you make excuses to God so much. When it come down to God, y'all get real fancy. And the man said, walk on the line. You walk straight on the line. God said, walk on the line. Well, I got grace. Let me fall over here. We're not talking about that. All right. Now, in the 8th verse, wow. See, the 8th verse, and God is able to make all grace abound towards you. What are we going to do with this verse? That ye always have an all sufficiency in all things. Count them all. May abound to every good work. Now, that's very important that may abound to every good work, because a sower must remain a sower no matter how high they soar. See? And so the process is developing you not to get stuck on the stuff. See? Because a lot of stuff coming now. A lot of stuff coming. All the stuff your little heart desire. You know, the stuffing. You're just going to get stuck. That's no problem with God. But as long as you've learned certain lessons that your hands are free. You don't hold on to nothing. Whatever God tell you, turn loose. You have a loose hand with God. See. And see, that's why people are afraid. They're afraid of stuff because they got sticky hands. And only the oil of the Holy Spirit can make you a real sower on different levels. So each level is for a reason. Now, there's no investment. Listen to me. Hear me out on behalf of the kingdom. There's no investment that can whip sowing. He knows some of y'all don't seem like nothing I say it. But once you come see behind the curtain and see the inner spirit of a seed, you'll see the dynamics of God at work that man can't touch. So we've got to make sure that our sowing is from the heart. It's not for a show. You see, now, people see a real sower, they think they're showing off. No, this is just what we do. And if you wouldn't think like that, you can become one of us. See, that wrong thinking need to be renewed. A real sower supposed to inspire you. But if you're not properly trained, you will despise them. Because they're doing something you do not want to do. And the reason you don't want to do it, you don't know you want to do it. And you don't know the results it will produce in your life. In reality, you know the scripture. You don't know the manifestation. In the seed, there's evidence of things that are not seen. The seed will take you into invisible finances. Y'all didn't get that over here. Y'all don't even know what I'm talking about. It will take you in finances that you can't count. Amounts that you couldn't handle in the natural. I have amount in my life, physical amount that I could not handle if I wasn't trained spiritually. I sure wouldn't be out here with you tonight. I'll be in my boat or on my motorcycle or in one of my Rolls Royces or in the jet going somewhere. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Somebody can't handle that now. There they go. See, because you have no seed consciousness what a seed would do. You can't see. You blind by this world system financing. You thinking about your little Mickey Mouse job. That have cost part of you in your finances. You're living from a handicapped payday. Because it was supposed to be seed coming out of that thing to make you go where you want to go, be what you want to be, have what you want to have, do what you want to do, and give God glory all at the same time. Lift your hand and give God glory. This is where God wants to send you. Listen to me, Mary. The seed sown properly, systematically, will take all financial pressure off of your life the rest of your days. It will conquer your wants. I said it will conquer your wants. Man, you say, you don't know what I want. Man, the seed will conquer your wants. Here's a man saying, I don't know nothing I want now. The seed can just conquer all of them. All right, let me get further. And God, we got that one now. Verse 9 says, as it is written, he has dispersed abroad. Now, verse 9 and 10 or amplification. They're amplifying what was said before them and what's coming after. You see that little, in some Bible got that little parentheses? That means that wasn't, that's just amplifying what's been said. So let's see what it said. And it's written, he hath dispersed abroad, he has given to the poor, his righteousness remain forever. So quite natural, we are assigned to take care of the poor and the ignorant. Until they be ignorant no more. This dispersion, that word disperse, and the word is distribute, those words are that you are always at God's command. A sower is always at God's command or God's demand on dispersing. Not only to the poor. See, that's another thing we got to learn. Just the poor. No, not only to the poor, because I have trained some to a certain degree to understand one of the greatest manifesting factor of my life as a sower. I did not know what I was doing, but I came, now I know it's a principle in my life, sowing upward. I found out sowing to the poor $100 bring only $100 back. But I am to do that. Matter of fact, You can't sow them. You're giving it to the poor. And God said, I'll give it, whatever you give to the poor, I'll give it back to you. But this is a principle that don't make sense. So the sowing upward principle, the average religious person will tear it apart and say it's not God. But you can go in the Bible and find it all the time. In your right senses, you ain't sowing and nobody got no plenty of money. You give, you put a little something in your hand. I ain't giving not too much. Why? They got enough already. And I hear the Spirit of the Lord say, what is enough? They sing he's more than enough. And then when you come, and let me pause you a minute. When you come on a scripture like Ephesians 3:20, and this 2 Corinthians here 9 and 8, and hook those two scriptures together, man. And they're all seed conscious. Both scriptures. They come from a seed. All right, now, verse 10 is so pivotal, so, and the Lord showed me something in this by looking in verse 10. Verse 10, I've taught it many times because I got the revelation of ministry. One time I was out, and I teach on seed every time I go in the Money Comes Conference, and the Holy Spirit, I was in the hotel. And it says, now he that ministered seed to the soul, both minister bread for your food and multiply your seed sown and increase the fruit of your righteousness. And when I got to that word ministered, without any self-help dictionary or psychopedia, the Holy Spirit says that God gives seed with instruction, direction. Why now? Because he's the only one who knows where the harvest is. Or let's say it this way. He's the only one knows where to put it to make it happen. So in reading this verse, I got that ministry seed to the soul. In other words, God don't just chunk seed out to you. You know, because that's why a lot of seed gone undone. Because, you know, we done caught those seeds and don't know where they are. And don't know their potential. Ooh, Lord. If you ever find out the potential of a spiritual seed, because money becomes spiritual when you sow it in the kingdom. And it's elevated when money is sown in the kingdom. It's elevated to divine results. Oh man, y'all! Oh Jesus, y'all ain't ready for this. I just told you money becomes spiritual when you place it in the work of God, and at that time, it is elevated because the Holy Spirit put His hand on it. It become kingdom business. So then the $10 is elevated to divine results. Because if you saw $10 in the spirit, it's no telling what the result is going to be. Especially if you need it. is no financial regulator over God. So in reading this verse, and I haven't got to none of the meat of the stuff I want to teach you tonight. So in reading this verse, the Spirit of God prompted me to go to the Amplified Bible, and I found something here. It says, and God who provides seed for the sower and bread for eating will also provide and multiply your. See, I always thought it was a multiplication of the seed and the aspect of a harvest. But the Amplified Bible and three or four other translations say it, resources for sowing. He multiplied your resources for sowing. The harvest haven't got you yet. Because for a larger harvest, you're going to have larger sowing. So a lot of things we think is the harvest is still a seed. And we short circuit the harvest. See, now, I want you to get this now. That 10th verse. I want you to get it. The Amplified Bible says that it multiply the seed sown mean multiply your resources for sowing. Now, we have taught us by the Lord Jesus himself in parables. Parables are for two reasons, concealed and revealed. Concealed for the jacks who don't act right, and revealed to the priests who going to do right. Okay? Now, we found out that the problem with some people who are tempted to become a sower, they want a harvest too fast.
Right.
And in everyday word, they do not give the seed time enough to do its thing.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's good. That's good. Yeah.
Sometimes you sow a seed, it's not time to harvest, time to sow another seed.
Right, right.
Sometimes you sow that seed, sow this seed, sow that seed,
yeah.
And it's not time to harvest,
oh,
it's time to sow another seed.
Right, right.
My dad kept changing seed. He kept sowing. He sowed some seed here, and he said, now this session here for that seed, but he kept on sowing. Because he wanted different harvest.
Yes, sir.
And you read down through the 11th verse, you'll see some things. But now, I want to go, if you let me. And how long? Oh, my Lord. This has been an hour, son, you had on the clock? It's Friday night. It's 20 minutes late. Luke chapter 17, developing increased seed sowing faith. Some of y'all been stuck on $5 so long, so the $5 don't even want to come to your house. Let me tell you a little. Turn to Luke 17. Let me tell you a little something, a little secret from my experience. There is a sweat sowing. You get wet all under your arm. You can have mum on. You ever heard of mum? Mum strong. It's a sweating mum. It's just your whole system becomes shocked. Is you crazy? What have you done? That wasn't a law. That's time that you sow in your sweat.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not talking about doing nothing crazy.
Right.
But I'm talking about the Lord done prompt you, and the Lord helping you all he could, but you still sweating.
Yeah.
Well, think about Jesus.
Yeah.
He was on an assignment.
Yes,
he knew what he had to do.
Yes,
but yet in that garden,
right.
He sweat,
yeah,
as if it was a drop of blood.
Yeah.
When you making a transaction from a human to a spirit,
wow.
You're going to sweat. And see, that's why when people start sweating spiritually, they back off because they want air conditioning in the spirit. They'll take the heat in the physical.
Yeah.
People talk to them any kind of way,
yeah.
And they stay on the job. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yeah. Come on, that's
But when the Spirit starts making a demand on you, now you're like, grace. Amazing. Oh, my Lord. Lord, this going to hurt. But most of you are under the sound of my voice. Most of you under financial chastisement. The Lord is chastening you for not obeying him or not knowing what to do. You're under financial chastisement because the devil is going to chastise you as long as you're in the dark. But when you come to a meeting like this, you're going to be held accountable. See, pick up the money. Who left the money? You're going to be held accountable. See? I said, you're going to be held accountable. You come in a meeting like this. See, this teaching is based on the principles that Jesus taught, the principle that Paul taught, that came through the Holy Spirit, that saying, here's what it's saying. I hope you get this. Here's what it's saying. Let my people go. One of the most Egypt aspect of the church is finances. Yes, and the world is the taskmaster. Yes, and you're not going to get from under the world jurisdiction until you get some money.
Right.
And you're not going to praise the Lord right until you get some money. There's a liberality in being debt free. There's a liberality in being a distribution center for the Lord. Where the Lord have made deposit in you and give you a certain stewardship that called for you to be on it. Give me a handkerchief. That called for you to be on another level. It's holy, Spirit. It called for you to be on another level. That call for you to be on another level. Yeah, you don't want the Spirit to hang down in my hands or not. I know why you want it. It's saturated, bro. You ain't no fool. I know it. You ain't no fool. What I was talking about? I want something. Huh? Yeah, you're not standing in spiritual liberty until you know your business. As Jesus said to his mother at the age of 12, it is time in this area that we be about our Father's business. Your well-being in every area of your life is the Father's business. You being able to receive what the Father has designated for you to have is kingdom business. In these classes, I don't care where you're from, what your background, what color your skin, how much education you have or do not have. In these classes, you will be able to go to the places that God wants you to go. And you'll come to a point, I promise you, you'll come to a point if you keep coming, take whippings, take understanding, you'll come to a point where money will never have to be on your mind again. And a high percentage of everybody under my voice, both here and there, you got money on your mind. You act like you don't. I love Jesus, but you got some money on your mind. Because there's some things you need to do, some things you want to do, and you got some golden desire that came from God that only God can fill. Will you lift your hand now? All right, you may be seated. Luke chapter 17 now. Here we're going somewhere now. We're going to need your spiritual caps on here because the Lord is going to take some of his principles and reveal himself to you through the principle. Here we have where the subject came from. Developing increased seed sowing faith. Developing seed faith. Developing increasing seed faith. Now we read about sparingly and bountifully, so that between those two places there is the ability to increase. But you never increase the seed without increasing the harvest. Impossible. Because if it is not possible, we just made and called God a lie. Here in Luke 17, 5 and 6. And the apostle said unto the Lord, what they say? I can't hear you. What they say? What they say?
Increase our faith.
We need increased faith in the seed. We need increased faith in sowing. Because we don't want to sow grudgingly. We don't want to sow as a necessity. We want to sow cheerfully. And the only way you're going to sow cheerfully is you know there's divine results coming up. Now, don't tell me, I love the Lord. Yeah, yeah, the Lord. I want something back. All these deep teachers talking about just give to the Lord, you don't want nothing back. It's just a lie. They're violating what God said. God said, I don't work like that. God said, hey, I don't run like that. You can't give me nothing, I'll give you something back. Then I won't be God. You become equal with me. Now you're giving me something. So the system is that God can stay in his place. You sow the seed, God gives the harvest so he can still be God. In other words, God said, God stays in charge by doing things for us we can't do for ourselves. Because one of y'all are holding up, thank you, God. But God, see, is him being God. The harvest is God being God. Oh, you trust me. Oh, you believe me. Be it unto you according to your faith. Financial blindness. Leave this house tonight. What are you talking about, financial blindness? Where you can't see your way out. Where you can't see having what God has placed in your heart to have. That's financial blindness. That's financial. Yes, all financial bondage. Leave this house tonight. Everything that's blocking you from living the abundant life. I take authority in Jesus' name. I thought about them two blind men. And I heard the Spirit says, take authority over financial blindness. The body of Christ have been financially blind. And the reason they've been financially blind is preachers financially blind.
Yeah, yeah.
And they always want to cast out the devil in somebody who working the principle.
Yes,
ain't no devil in me.
Right.
You know, just because you're blessed, you got to have a devil.
Yeah.
It looked like it's the other way around. Like you ain't got that devil. You're catching all that hell paying for what you got and begging every time I hear you, you're begging for money.
Yes, sir.
I'll go 5 or 10 more minutes. Come on, 10 more minutes, 8 o'clock. Sit down. Now, what they ask for?
Increase.
I want all y'all to hear yourself now. Increase our faith. We're talking about developing increased seed sowing faith. You have to develop that. You have to have enough so then faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. See, what I'm giving you is the Holy Spirit is inspiring me and enlightening me and illuminating me as I'm saying here. A lot of things, I didn't come here with that. The Spirit pushing it out, man, that your faith can develop beyond the screamers. Because screamers will never be dreamers. They don't stay on the same street. I was a screamer, but bless God. And what I was screaming? I was screaming because them people kept calling me about their money. I was screaming because I had to pass all the calls up I wanted, and thought it was a sin to want it. So I was screaming because I was so a screamers finally become schemers. And so that's a lot of Christians become schemers because they really want to be a dreamer, but they don't know how to get to their dream. They don't know the seed is a dream fulfiller. Yep. Yep, I'm qualified. I live in a palace paid for. It take a long time to walk from one end of my house. Sometimes I have to let people rest to go to the other end. I'm telling you. I've had men go in my closet and their knees buckled. I'm not talking about the clothes. I'm talking about how big the closet is. And I got one lady won't go to my house now. I said, ma'am, I can't bring you. I let the Lord tell me because if I do that, everybody going to ask me to come to the house. I'm led. I don't care if you get mad. You just ain't coming. And so, but those who do get a chance to get in my house, when they get in my closet, I give them the experience of mashing a button with their foot. You know, mash the button with their foot. Mash the button. You got to mash the button. Now, see, the test time now. See, I'm testifying, so now, you feel some scratching right now? He ain't got to say all that. Oh, yes, I do. Yes, I do. Because you're going to tell it too. It's something you can't keep to yourself. You got to tell it, man. When God's not blessing you, you got to tell it. You want somebody to know it. You want somebody to see it. You want somebody to feel it. I go down and visit my friend. He built a mansion, boy, Jesse the Planner. He built some kind of house, boy. He built a Gone with the Wind. If you ever saw him, Gone with the Wind. And he got that big design. And he got a theater to blow your mind, boy, in the natural. You know, and so... Jesse showing around the house. He said, man, look at it. You know how much that cost? It's the only one in the world like that. So I went to Jesse. He was in the process of building his house. And the Lord said, give him $10,000 on his house. So I didn't hear him. I didn't hear the Lord. So we sat down. Now, Jesse don't know that. We sat down. And Jesse said, some kind of electrical pole he had put. He said, man, that thing cost me $10,000. The Holy Ghost did it. I didn't hear him. We got to the table. I forgot what he said, Carolyn, but it was something else about $10,000. He mentioned something else about $10,000. The Holy Ghost put both elbows in my side. Now I knew I better hands up then. So I said, Carolyn, I said, write a $10,000 check out for as a gift for them on their house. And... Jesse, he like antique stuff. Then I'll get back. Jesse like antique stuff. He paid mega bucks for stuff that is expensive stuff. And he bought a statue, a young girl dressed in white. It's, you have to see to understand. You probably never see it, though. But you have to see to understand. But he says, he paid $10,000 for that. He said, I want to put that in and remember you. You got it in the study. It's a study. It's a study. Yeah, in a study. But there's something about that girl. She draw you. But he said, that's what you paid for right there, $10,000. Yeah. Beautiful home. I mean, that's a beautiful home. Beautiful home. And they're good people. He deserved to have it. He's a working man, boy. Yes, if you had any idea, and I'm going to get off there, but you have any idea how much that man worked, that man is flying day and night. That man go to 6 or 7 churches a week. I go to 2 and come back in and drag and get in the beds. And sit down. I'm going to go a little longer. Sit down. Sit down. Sit down. And the Lord said, see, an apostle said, not the Lord saying. And the Lord said, you see that? Yes, now, here's what the Lord said. Here's what we have misinterpreted. But here's a principle that the Spirit of God wanted to see about increasing your sowing faith. If you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, size, okay. But actually, here is a principle. Here is a mode of operation. Telling us the format, spiritual format of a seed. Just bringing the seed up indicates sowing. Seeds are no good without sowing. Seed potential are rape when they're not sowed. So what he's saying here, he's talking about you have to have sowing faith. Sow faith into what you believe. Give me faith for it. So, but when you come down to the seed, the principle of the seed here, I see in this text that if you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, you might say unto your finances, or every hindrance to your finances, be plucked up by the root, and be thou planted in the seed, and the seed will make it obey you. The seed made Carolyn and my finances obeyed us. Now money obey us. And seed that give us authority over money. I don't care what you think. You can sit there and go back to the hay wagon, get on the wagon, ride in the back. You don't even own the wagon. You're catching a ride. I don't care. But I'm telling you, it's the seed that's going to give you authority for the kingdom in the world. And all the little amenities you want and the little dressing you want. It's easy. My sister, what it's like to wear easy financial yoke. What it is to have no financial burden. No financial burden. And I want you to look at somebody and tell them it's a reality and it's possible for you. Now, here's what the Lord giving me. I want to give you this. I want you to leave with this because I'm getting the inspiration. The Holy Ghost is breathing on it. I'm about to tell you something the Holy Ghost is breathing on. It's going to be a factor that's going to help you. Every time you sow now, I want you to carry the connotation, I'm being about my Father's business. When you do that, it's going to take the slack from you. It's going to take, it's going to break tradition off of you. It's going to paralyze fear, which tell you that's too much. You look at fear and say, fear, I'm doing my Father's business. And your Father's business includes you. Yeah. Because when it's boiled down, you are the Father's business. So you're doing your own business. Oh, Lord Jesus. Boy, where'd that come from? Boy, you didn't see that. You see, you're breaking the paralyzing fear. You're saying, I, when you say it, say, I'm handling my Father's business. All right, now, what happened, though, then the Lord shifted. The Lord said, you are my business. Yeah. So if I'm handling the Father's business, and I'm the Father's business, I'm handling my business. So every time I sow, I'm handling my business. Sowing is my business. My sowing is not your business. My sowing is my business. You better start your own business and get stop leaving my business alone. Mind your own business. Oh, man. See, you're minding the Father's business. Then the Father told you, said, my business, you are my business. So when you look at it, I'm handling my own business because the Father don't need a seed. He don't even need a harvest. The only harvest he wants is soul. That girl, that's what she about to do. She about to handle the Father's business. So now the Father become responsible for her business. We have not known what is going on here. I got to close. We have not known what was going on. See, we call it charlatan. We call it a game. We call it a money game, but it's the Father's business, and he the one set it up how it works.
Right.
You're handling the Father's business, girl.
Yeah.
But you're actually handling your business. Yeah, I like that, girl. She said, I'm handling my business.
Wow.
I hope I've helped you. What? I better quit, John. I'm gonna hit. You got the envelope for your giving? Oh, spread them out there. You wouldn't want to leave here without giving.